Dirty Diana is presented by Dipsy. Desire is a fire to be stoked. Connect with your sexual self with Dipsy and download the app today. Please be advised, this show contains adult language and explicit scenes. Not advised for persons under the age of 17. Q Code presents Dirty Diana, created by Shauna Festi, starring and produced by Demi Moore.
Hey, come on in.
So you're sure that nobody's gonna walk in, right?
Oh yeah, positive. Everyone's gone for the night.
This is your office?
It is. I usually have a space, but it's not available this week.
It's not the sexiest environment, is it?
No, I'm afraid not.
I take it that your coworkers don't know that you do this.
No, they don't.
What would happen if they found out?
I don't know. I'd probably be fired.
Well, maybe that would be for the best.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me about your fantasy?
Which one? I have a few.
Well, tell me about your favorite one.
My favorite? Well, I'm actually my age in my favorite. Usually I'm younger in my fantasies.
And may I ask, how old are you?
I'm 61.
And, where are you?
I'm at a brothel. I know. Maybe I've just been watching too much Westworld. I mean, it's only my fantasy and my dreams. When I'm awake, well, that's different.
Oh. So what happens in this brothel?
You know, the usual things. Lots of corsets and velvet and men drinking at the bar downstairs. There's nobody playing the piano or anything. But it still feels like something that you would see in the movies, you know? Am I allowed to smoke in here?
Sure. Absolutely.
So, in my fantasy, I'm the only woman there. No one else is working that night. And my boss tells me that there's a bunch of sailors coming in from the closest port or somewhere. And they have not seen a woman in months. So I immediately worry that I'm just in the wrong place, that they will be so disappointed when they see me because I probably look like their mothers. So I try to leave, but my boss reassures me and he gives me some fancy lingerie to put on and a silk robe to put over that. So I very nervously wait for my first client to come in. I look in the mirror 1,000 times, lay on the bed in 100 different positions, trying to find my least mature angle. And then he walks in, and he is so young. Like one of those old black and white photos that your grandmother would have carried. He's so classically handsome in a tragic sort of way. And he is more nervous than I am. I mean, I can practically see him shaking. So I stop thinking about how disappointed he must be, and I start trying to make him less nervous. I peel off his clothes slowly until he's totally naked, and he is already hard. A kind of hard that I have forgotten about. I mean, it's a hard that feels like it's about to burst through his skin. And I put him in my mouth, and I feel him grow even more inside me. And I know that he is not disappointed because he moans in pleasure and he looks at me in astonishment. because no one has ever made him feel this way. And then I leave. And I walk into another room. The next man isn't only not disappointed that it's me. He takes me in his arms and he tells me how beautiful I am and how happy he is to see me. So I push him onto the bed and I climb on top of him and he slides inside me and I ride him expertly into climax. He has never come so hard, so fast. I mean, these men, they love me. And I get bolder and bolder. And I walk into the next room completely naked. I can please any man.
And what about you? Who pleases you?
The last room that I enter.
Who's in that room?
All of them.
Hi, Diana. It's Jody from Girls Get.
Message deleted.
Diana, you left before I could say goodbye, so I'm leaving you a message because I know you'll hear this. This is not a bug tale, though I was thinking of having a stripper's ass call you. Is it too soon for that joke? Well, I know the answer to that question. I do. Listen, I got us a hotel room tonight, just you and I. Babysitter is set to sleep over, and you can order as much room service as you like. Seriously, don't think that I don't know the way to your heart. If I order you 2 grilled cheeses, will you meet me at the Sheraton?
Message saved.
Shit. Okay, fine. 3 grilled cheeses, but I can't do any more than that. Just can't. Wouldn't be healthy.
Message saved.
Fine, Jesus, you drive a hot bargain. 4 grilled cheese with french fries, but it has to be from the children's menu. Otherwise, well, it's just too indulgent. Will you meet me, Sheraton, tonight? Love you. I do.
Message saved.
Hi, Diana. How are you? I'm wonderful. Living my best life. Always have been.
Yeah.
It's been hard that you won't even return a phone call.
Message deleted.
Diana, it's me.
God.
I know you're getting these messages, and it's very hurtful to be ignored. I don't know what I did to you that was so horrible. But you owe me a phone call, at least.
Yeah, I actually don't owe you shit.
I'm extending an olive branch here. I suggest you take it.
Message deleted.
How are you feeling without the meds?
Well, I'm not as anxious as I thought I'd be.
Good.
Yeah, I'm actually okay.
What does that mean?
I was worried about the thoughts, you know, that they'd be more intrusive. Mm. You know, like work and marriage, money, sex. I don't think about sex like I thought I would.
Have you considered that you might actually have a perfectly normal appetite for sex?
I haven't.
Who did you talk about sex with when you were growing up?
Well, my girlfriends, I guess.
What about your mother?
No, we didn't talk about sex.
How did you learn about sex?
a book, friends, boys. I don't know. How does anyone learn about it?
Did your mother know that you were sexually active?
Oh, I'm sure she did. We just never talked about it. Mm. She was always busy, you know, always working.
What did she do?
She was a civil rights lawyer.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yes, she was. I miss her.
What do you miss?
Yeah, I miss having her support. She was always a champion of mine.
What kind of things did she champion?
Academics, volleyball, whatever I was passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was very supportive.
Diana, I'd love for us to have an honest conversation around your mother.
We are. I am.
Or we can talk about why you've built this fantasy around her, this mythical mother figure, and, well, you need to be dishonest.
I'm not being dishonest.
Diana, I think it's time we talked about your actual mother.
Jesus, you scared me.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Hey, you're the boss.
These are for me?
Easy. Don't you even want to know what's in there?
Well, you got me sober, right?
I mean a version of it, but you never know what's really in it. You can't just blindly trust drug dealers, Diana.
You're a drug dealer.
No, I sell Molly to frat kids. I don't mess with this prescription shit, especially this generic shit. But if you say yes to ads on our site, I can probably get the real stuff.
No ads.
The fantasies would be free if we sell ads.
People listen to them because they've paid. They listen till the end. If we don't charge, they're going to get bored and click on something else. Look, you're invested in a different way when you pay.
Okay, companies email me every day trying to get an ad in. It's classy stuff. It's not like a creative compromise or anything.
Liam, no ads. We're making enough money.
Speaking of, I'm going to Hawaii with my girl for 2 weeks. My cousin James, he's going to fill in for me. He just got back from Afghanistan. He has no friends. He talks to literally no one. So you don't have to worry about him saying shit.
When were you going to tell me this?
I don't know, now? He's great with computers. I already showed him how to upload the new fantasies. He did the last deposit with me. So we're good.
I don't like this. This is how information leaks.
You think you're famous? No one cares that this is you.
You don't know that. You only know me in this car. You don't know what my life is like.
Hey, it's Jen, co-writer on Dirty Diana. When Shauna asked me to jump into this story with her, I was ecstatic. Escaping to new worlds is always therapeutic for me. And getting the opportunity to normalize our desires, it was a no-brainer. And I'm thrilled to see our partners at Dipsy doing the same thing with their stories and guided sessions. Dipsy is helping put sexuality in the same sentence as meditation and exercise when we talk about living a healthy, happy life. Pleasure and intimacy are profoundly important to making us feel human and alive. We all know the feeling of struggling to get to yoga class and then leaving class feeling incredible. Our bodies flooded with good feelings. Self-pleasure can be the same way. It can unlock a deep sense of aliveness and vitality. Frankly, it's important. So prioritize some you time and drop into the immersive world of Dipsy today. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Diana. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to D-I-P-S-E-A. stories.com/Diana. dipsystories.com/Diana.
Want more of your favorite actors? Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at QCode Media for exclusive behind the scenes, casting updates, and show giveaways.
You must be James.
That's me. Sorry. My car's such a mess. Damn it.
I'm Diana.
Liam showed me everything. I uploaded the audio onto the site. It's ready to go.
Well, there will be a part two. I think I'm gonna try and get more of her interview.
Okay. Do I need to do anything, or...
Mm. No, just wait. That's all.
I'm good at that.
So, You just got back from Afghanistan.
Yeah. I didn't see any action, but I was in Kabul for 2 years.
Did you want to see action?
No, not at all. Look, boring is fine by me. I enjoy my limbs and not killing people I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
Well, look, thanks for the gig. All right, Liam told me you don't trust many people. I'm not going to screw you over or anything.
Did you listen to the fantasy?
I did. Kind of liked it.
Good.
You know, it made me want to meet her.
Well, it's all confidential.
I wasn't asking for her address or anything. It's just her voice, you know, her confidence. It just made me want to meet her.
Did you climax?
Excuse me?
No, it's a work-related question.
I jerked off, yeah. But it felt different. Like I wasn't quite alone.
Well, I should get home.
Are you ever gonna do one?
One what?
A fantasy.
Oh, no. God, no. I just record them.
That's too bad.
Oh, it's my lucky night.
What?
Because it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
Woo!
Back for more, are we?
Oh, ladies.
We are.
Lettuce wraps and 3 agave margs, no salt. Am I right?
Are we that predictable?
No, you just have good taste. So I'm going to throw in some fried green beans on me just for ladies' night.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
I got you.
I'd like to fuck him.
Yeah.
What? I would. Well, no one would find out. We could do it in the parking lot after his shift.
Ew. His penis would probably smell like lettuce cups.
Yes, and broken dreams.
No, he'd smell young. He'd feel young. Can you imagine grabbing on a skin that isn't hanging off the bone? Kevin's turned into a plucked chicken.
Would you really sleep with him? Or are you just saying it to be provocative?
Would I really fuck the waiter at P.F. Chang's?
Yeah.
Would you?
No. He's not my type.
Why not? He's probably a starving actor. He's cute.
No, he wants to please us too badly. I feel sorry for him.
You're a snob.
You wouldn't really cheat on Kevin, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, Kevin is disgusting, but I couldn't cheat on him. My destiny is to have mediocre sex for the rest of my life.
So, get this. Danny caught me using my vibrator last night.
You have a vibrator?
Don't you?
Yeah, but still, do you?
Yeah, of course.
So, what happened?
Oh, it was horrible. He got totally turned on like it was some dumb porno or something. Like I was doing it to turn him on. But it wasn't an invitation. I thought he was watching Shark Tank.
What happened?
Well, I just put it back in the box and kissed my orgasm goodbye.
Did you wash it first?
Oh my God, of course. But then I took it out in the middle of the night and used it once he fell asleep.
Why don't you use the vibrator with him?
Ugh. He thinks he is a vibrator.
Oh, please.
Hey, so, Diana, what's happening with Oliver? How are you guys?
Well, we're meeting later tonight at a hotel.
Oh, wow.
It was his idea.
Which hotel?
The Sheraton on Main.
Oh, God. You haven't had sex in a year? You'd think it's spring for the Hilton or something.
Well, he's making an effort.
Oh, how unsexy. Making an effort. Blah.
Bren, don't ruin it. Tonight might be incredible. And I think it's really sweet. He's being proactive.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, just order another marg. You don't want to show up at the Sheraton sober.
Hello?
Back here.
Oh, wow. Rose petals.
Dozen roses. Did it myself.
A dozen. Wow, it looks like a lot more.
Too much, you think?
No. I mean, maybe the candles, they're a bit strong.
Got them at a sex shop. They told me they were aphrodisiacs.
Yeah. Well, they smell like cough syrup.
And I also got this.
Oh, my God, Oliver, where did you get that? And why is it orange?
I don't know. It was the only one left, you know, at the sex shop.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think that's for us.
Why not? Well, who's it for, then?
Well, it's got straps.
Yes, I know. I was wondering about those.
Was somebody helping you in the store?
No. I was sort of too embarrassed. I just kind of grabbed things and left. We could try it.
Oh, wow. Well, you want me to use that on you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
No, Oliver, it's huge.
It's huge.
Is that really what you want?
I'm not actually sure what I want. I just probably just want to connect with you again. I you know, I keep thinking about that night, that there was a spark there. It was still there between us. I felt it, and I had a feeling you felt it too. And I just thought, as long as that is still there, that is something to work with. I mean, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right.
Why don't we take a bath?
Good. That sounds nice.
So you get in first, and I'll put on some music. And what do you want to listen to?
You decide. Ugh. Did you wash the bath out before you drew it?
What?
Did you wash out the bath? There's something floating. Is this your hair?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Ugh, it's a hotel, Oliver. You have to wash the tub out first.
Want a bite?
Oliver.
I'm trying, Diana. Please, just take a bite of the goddamn strawberry. Please.
Mm. Now what?
Well, try not to look so bored for one.
I'm sorry, it's just... I feel like this is how a 13-year-old girl would want to lose her virginity in a Netflix movie. It just feels almost silly. Rose petals?
Mm. Ouch.
Maybe let's not make such a big effort.
Lose the candles?
Please.
Hey, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Let's just be us.
Yeah, right. You're right, yeah. God, you're so right. I swear I know more about women than a Cosmo article. This is embarrassing.
It's not. It's sweet.
But I'm seeing it in always horrifying clarity right now. And I was in some kind of desperate romance novel haze. For fuck. Hey, can I just tell you, I have had sex before. I have. I promise.
I know. We made a daughter.
We did. And a pretty good one too, didn't we?
Yes. So let's lose the candles and start over.
Do you mean the candles that promise great sex? I think they might deliver. They were $3.99.
Mm, well, you know, in that case.
Better?
Yes. Oh, although the smoke is almost worse than the scent.
I know, but I just
no, but it's just
much.
It's just a lot of smoke, Oliver.
Just ignore it. It's fine.
I'm just worried.
Ignore the fucking smoke, Diana.
Shit. Oh, no. Grab a pillow and fan the smoke.
Fuck, everything is getting wet.
No. Oliver, grab my phone over there. I don't want it to get wet. Please, get my phone.
This was supposed to turn out.
You're soaking wet.
Am I? I barely noticed in this heat. It actually feels nice. Come on in.
You're really testing the limits, aren't you?
What do you mean?
By having us meet at your work. When my daughter was a teenager, she would leave her open journal on the bed at night, you know, almost hoping that I would read about the trouble she was getting into.
Well, look, my usual place isn't available, that's all.
Okay. So, why are we here?
Because I'm curious. I don't think I got your whole story.
Well, it's a pretty intimate fantasy. You didn't like it?
No, it's not about me liking it. It's about honesty.
I was being honest.
What I mean is a deeper truth. What do you fantasize about when you're awake?
I already told you.
No, you told me about the fantasy in your dreams.
Well, I don't really fantasize when I'm awake.
Well, you must think of something.
It's not sexy.
I don't care about that.
I think about my ex. I'm divorced, and it wasn't my choice. He left me.
I'm sorry.
I just hate that this is what I think about. I really do.
Tell me. Hey.
Hey.
Did I wake you?
I don't sleep much.
I have the last part of the fantasy.
Great. I can put it up when I get home.
Good, thank you.
Wait, why is your hair wet?
Fire alarm in a hotel.
Whoa, is everyone okay?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
Not really.
What happened?
I'm lonely, if I'm being honest.
I'm lonely too.
Do you want to listen to the fantasy?
With you?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to...
No, I do. Absolutely.
Well, everything about my waking fantasy is real. We're in our old house. You know, the house that we lived in when we were still married. With a roof that leaks every time it barely rains, and ugly carpet that we swore we would replace, but we never did.
And what happens?
Well, I'm alone, and I'm getting ready for bed. And when I look up from washing my face, my husband is there in the mirror, watching me. like looking at me like I am the most beautiful woman that he has ever seen. And I think that he's gonna turn away, but he doesn't. And instead, he comes up behind me and he slips his hands under my shirt. And his hands are so cold against my skin, my nipples get really hard and it turns him on. And I can feel his erection pressing into my back, so I turn to touch him, but he doesn't let me. He wants me to watch us in the mirror. So I watch him undress me, and he never takes his eyes off me. He moves his hands down my stomach, but they're not cold anymore. They just melt into me when he spreads my legs. And then his voice is in my ear. "Now?" he asks. And when I say yes, he pushes inside me from behind. And he's so hard that for a second, I just lose my breath. You know, like I'm on a knife's edge between pleasure and pain. And then it's like I'm floating, like watching these two people fucking and moaning and seeing them bent over the sink while he's pushing his cock inside her over and over. And then I'm back in my body and neither of us ever want it to stop. And I close my eyes, but he whispers, "Open them."
Are you hard?
Sorry. I couldn't help it. There's something about her voice. It's just...
Yeah, it's okay. That's why I made it.
For me?
For lots of different people. Whoa. Sorry, I...
What?
I can't. I...
Wow.
I'd like to, but I...
Sorry, I
can't.
I thought that's what this was.
Why don't you finish?
Here.
Yeah.
With you.
Yes.
Can I look at you while I do?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I think about the most? I think of being held. You know, my husband used to hold me before we fell asleep. He would wrap his arms around me and spoon me, you know, and it felt so safe, just his heart beating softly into my back and his hand holding mine until the moment that he fell asleep, you know, and his fingers would just sort of fall away. And I know that he's doing that with another woman now, maybe even more than one, but when I fantasize in real life, especially right before bed, he's holding me again.
Is he still coming around like an injured bird, needing a nest?
Thank you for listening to Carrie. If you liked her story, be sure to enjoy our other fantasies on haveagoodwood.com.
Still you take him. Lord knows I don't want to compete.
Dirty Diana stars Demi Moore as Diana, Clay Spang as Oliver, Melanie Griffith as Carrie, Betsy Brandt as Susan, Leslie Ann Warren as Jean, Reese Wakefield as Liam, Dio O'Kinney as James, Dolly Wells as Loren, and Penelope Ann Miller as Cassie, with additional performances by Max Marshall and Carmen Tonarelli. Created and directed by Shauna Festi. Written by Shauna Festi and Jen Besser. Executive produced by Demi Moore, Shauna Festi, Jen Besser, Rob Herding, Dave Henning, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, and Fred Berger. Produced by Tess Ryan and Sandra Yi Ling. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Millie Iatru, Ryan Walsh, and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Katie Halliday. Additional sound design by Justin Davey and Ryan Sullivan. Mix and mastering by Ben Milchev. Sound design and mix consulting by Matt Yoakum. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Music supervision by Andrew Kahn and Eric Such at Good Ear Music Supervision. Assistant director Lynn D'Angona. Script supervisor Lucia Pierre. Assistant engineering and editing by Neely Oftering. Production coordinator Anna Basha Yoakum. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Dirty Diana is a Q Code production. Dirty Diana is presented by Dipsy. Dipsy takes a mind-first approach to sexuality. Drop into an immersive and erotic world with Dipsy and download the app today. If you enjoyed Dirty Diana, subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts and make sure to leave us a review.